This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
15 minutes.
Bum, bum. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to a little 15 minutes of heat brought to you by Hollywood Kia at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. And very glad to be joined here by Miami Heat analyst Amy Audibert, who you, of course, can hear on the home game calls with the great Jason Jackson. And then on the road, watch her on FanDuel Sports Network. Hello, Amy. How are you?
Good. I'm hoping in about 9 hours, it's going to be more than 15 minutes of heat.
it's been tough. I don't understand, Amy. Like, I feel like this team teases me every game because it's like I see the most beautiful basketball for the first quarter. And I don't want to feel like I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, but that just seems to be what's going on right now. What did you make of last night? Like, it felt like the Miami Heat were playing a pretty good game, and then Kevin Porter Jr. just flipped it on its head.
Yeah, and for me, actually, it was the third quarter. I think it was when Milwaukee cut it to six and Spo called that timeout. And I thought that if Miami could push it back to 12-15, maybe they would shut Giannis down for the night, right? And so for me, it's like the moments. It's like these key kind of moments in games. And the first quarters have been nice, but it's not just been the first quarters. It's the NBA, and they're playing good teams, right? OKC. So you do expect some sort of push, right? So I don't... That stuff doesn't like surprise me, and I don't get to, you know, oh no, there is, you know, but for me, it was that segment of the game. It was the back half of the third quarter. And then I would say the back half of the fourth quarter, because there was just, it almost felt like me at times, like the guys, some of them were going, oh no, not again. Right. Like just some huge defensive lapses, taking some really tough shots in the final minutes of that game where it was still a 5-point game with about a minute left, you know? And so, it's super unfortunate. I think sometimes we kind of overcomplicate the game and try to get into that because we measure when a guy breathes pretty much, right, with analytics and everything. But at the end of the day, you just watch the eye test. You have to come up with key stops, and you have to come up with ways to make some easy buckets in those moments. Really unfortunate about last night, though, because if you remember the beginning of the second half, Miami was responding.
Yeah.
You know, every time Milwaukee made a run, and that I thought was a great step forward, because at times that's where I think that it has been a struggle, is not being able to respond. And so we did see response for the most part last night, not just from Tyler, not just from Bam. Davion Mitchell hit a big three. Different guys had their hands in that response. Yeah. And that to me is a sign of a good team. But at the end of the day, and we say it all the time, it is really hard to win games in this league. It doesn't matter who you're playing. And you have to play, like when you lapse for entire quarters, it's tough to win those games. And they're unfortunate lessons, they're hard lessons. And I think you look at it two ways, like you are, and I think most people at times, Tobin, where you definitely feel like you're being teased. But then the other side of it is, remind yourself that I believe it's 14 games now where Miami has lost after having double digit leads. And I think that's the second most in the league. I think Anthony Chang was put that stat out last night. The flip side of that is that they are in games, and if they can find ways to hold leads, so their record would be so much different, right? If it was those phone calls and the moments of truth figuring it out. So I still think, you know, we have a huge push here. The standings are tight, and the best part about the standings being tight is you kind of control your own destiny to a certain extent. With Miami seeing Atlanta three more times this season, twice this week, Chicago a couple more times, those are the teams that they're really kind of battling it out with. So I'm saying super positive in that they can really go on a little bit of a run.
You're doing
here.
Much better than I am right now, which is down in the dumps and drinking a lot after these games.
Oh no, Toby, come on.
Amy, is this a rotation thing? Because it seems like, you know, you have that starting five. They all seem to play well together, and maybe even the first, as long as you have three of those starting guys in there. But when you start getting deeper into the rotations, that's kind of when things start breaking down. And I've always known that Spo is a better coach when there's eight guys than 15 guys. Like, when there's only eight available, the team seems to respond better than if there's a whole team available.
Yeah, I mean, definitely I think routine and consistency is – I think that's the key to anyone working in an NBA season, having that type of routine and consistency. Unfortunately for the Heat, it's been a tumultuous season, maybe, like, you know, and so part of that is, right, is availability of guys. Certainly Nico and tough news last night, right, with him, that affects your rotation big time as well. I would say you certainly started to feel some sort of consistency in the rotation. Now that's going to get blown up again with Nico, I believe, not available tonight. I don't think the report's out, but I think it's safe.
Yeah, there's this photo. Ira put out this photo of Nico yesterday on the Sun Sentinel with his.
How crazy! The same building too as when Tyler.
Tyler, like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Well, that turned into a finals run. So let's, like, hey, come on, Tobin, I'm keeping you.
But he's such a unique player, Amy, in that he staggers their tall lineup, which they've kind of leaned into. And, you know, they're really scrounging for playmakers that aren't Tyler Hero. And he brings a little bit of, like, everything. I don't know how it doesn't seem, because you'd be like, oh, he's a guy who averages 10 points. You just like, I don't know how they get over this right now. It feels like a huge blow to their bench unit.
Well, I mean, it's opportunity for somebody else, right? I mean, if Jaime can get some opportunity and catch some fire, right, he play makes in a different way. Definitely unique Nico is so unique because of his size and his skill set at that size. And I would say I'd say settling into that six man role, because his minutes were still elevated. He was finishing games. And when he goes in there at 6'10", he's not usually going against anyone his size. They're in the starting lineup, you know? So for Nico, for him not being available, I hope it's shorter than longer. But at the end of the day, like, we're sitting here talking about us and Heat basketball and wanting to win games. I mean, Nico, poor guy, has been having a great season, right? And so it's tough for him too. I mean, I know he's a tough, I think he said it happened in the first quarter. He played about 7 minutes in the second quarter. All this stuff I'm hearing in his post game comments, and man, so he's really tough, you know? I mean, ouch. So how do you overcome it? I mean, someone else has to step up in scoring and playmaking, but it might not be just one person, maybe by committee. I was to say, when you take big losses, I don't think it's fair to put it on one person. It does have to be by committee. I look at guys like Pella, who in their opportunities, I think, have been pretty solid. And so I could see him getting those. You wonder if Haywood cracks back in a little bit. I would say, if we're going to, again, keeping our glass half full, Toe, but I'm really trying here with you. The depth was supposed to be this big plus for Miami this season. And I do believe it is still. Maybe they're going to be able to push forward here a little bit with some other guys getting some opportunities. But you can't just put it on your first five. You just can't.
Of those first five, though, we love watching Kalel. It's been one of our favorite parts of the season. And in the third quarter, like you talk about that response in the third quarter, I thought that he had a really good third quarter, especially when Bam got into foul trouble. But obviously there was a lot, like the green light kind of went on for, you know, Giannis and Brook Lopez, as it probably will, because he's a rookie in there. So how do you think he's handling the ebbs and flows right now? Because he obviously he's exciting to watch, but this is going to be part of the growth of having a 20-year-old out there.
Exactly. I think for me, and it's easy to get mesmerized when he walks into a room just because of what he looks like, you know, and his length and how he can match up in this league. But I think even more impressive for me has been his mindset, has been his maturity. You're a first round draft pick and probably got his butt kicked in training camp. I imagine Bam and I imagine UD and all those guys really got into him, right? Like that could not have been an easy time. And from what I understand, he's actually gained weight in the middle of the season, which is like impossible to do in the NBA. Mm-hmm. So that tells me that he's dedicated and committed to the work. But then also just this late push, right? You go from spotty minutes, sometimes those DNP CDs, like, and then all of a sudden now you're in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. That's a lot. That is a lot for anybody to take on, let alone not a 4 or 5 year college athlete, right? He came out early. And so he is very young. The best way to learn, I do believe, I'm a tactile learner, so maybe I'm biased, but is to get out there and do it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes. And so, you know what I mean? Like that yes. It's reps. It is learning how to go up against a Brooke Lopez in one possession. And then you have Giannis flying at you the next possession within a quick, fast paced game. That's tough, right? Those are two totally different types monsters. Of basketball players, right? And so I think there's more positives than anything right now with Ware. And again, like you just have to keep going back to it. He is not even one full season into the NBA. And I mean, I get excited when I think about what the potential with him is, and not just him, but like his teammates with him in particular, Bam. It's been really good. So I will keep going back to that. It's like unfortunate in these like moments of truth that they just haven't been able to put together full games, because the win-loss is the most important thing, but everything other than that has been pretty awesome, I think, up until this point. So you got to stay with it, Tobin. You got to stay with it.
Amy, I watch Kalel, and at times, and I want to know how difficult this is. He gets lost in between helping and staying on his guy because he doesn't want to give up an alley-oop. Yeah. Is that a team defense thing that he's got to know somebody's going to come and get his back? Because he gets caught like in the middle of not really knowing. And every time he commits, alley-oop. And so I don't know if people are getting frustrated, if Spo gets frustrated with that decision, or it just seems like he's in a tough spot to be so young. And I don't know what he needs to do to kind of like to get out of that. Is it the team defense, or is it him having to just choose and go?
I think it's a combination of everything, right? Watching film, learning, communication. To me, if you aren't communicating, and I'm not putting that on Kalel, I'm not putting that, like, that's everybody. Right. Maybe sometimes it's communication, right? But learning, I can't compare myself to him, but I'm 6'2", I'm pretty big. But when I jumped into any next level, the things you got away with at the previous level, they're not going to cut it anymore. When you're talking about size and length and ability, right? Mm-hmm. He was probably able to get closer to basketballs a lot quicker in college, right? Because maybe the guys weren't as quick, or definitely weren't as big, certainly were not as strong. This is a whole different level. And when you're playing that close to the rim, your margin of error, I don't care how big you are, is less, right? And so I think there is a learning curve, but it's everything. It's watching, it's scouting, it's listening to the coaches. But then again, like, at some point, you do have to trust yourself to make those decisions, and your teammates and coaches should want to trust you too, right? Mm-hmm. I think that stuff, again, that's like, he's already proven that he's committed. He's committed to the process. He's committed to learning and to being better. So I do think those things will develop as he does. The one thing you can't teach is his size, and he's got that. Right. So yeah, another upside. I'm trying to sell you too, huh?
No, not really.
You don't have to listen. We're tuning in every night, no matter what. Yeah. Amy, it's just one of these things. Like, it is true. Like, what you're saying, and I think Spo is trying to give voice to this yesterday, is like, I see a lot of positive things, and I think that's the thing that probably is frustrating for the fans, is like, you do see a lot of great things. Like, man, this season Tyler Hero's having is incredible. For him to have a game, I don't think I would have thought 2 years ago I could see a game where Tyler Hero gets 14 free throws. And, like, that's a huge growth in his game. And he's putting together these 40-point incredible performances. And you just want one of them to be rewarded with the win, because he's just been outstanding. And so it's what you're saying is valid. Like, there is a lot of great things to watch. It's just like the result, it almost feels like you're being strung along, and it just takes one moment. And I don't know what that breakthrough game is going to be for them. I'm sure it could be the next one. It could be the Hawks game for all I know. But there is a lot of good to watch, including Tyler, because I think this has been an incredible year for him.
Yes, and let's not forget, sometimes, and I think we're all a little bit spoiled in that we're watching, or we're fans, or we're working with an organization that does expect to win every year, right? Like, and that's something else too, right? Like, nobody, I don't remember the last time the Miami, and I know there have been seasons, but not as of late, where Miami Heat fans are going in and expecting it just to be a learning season or a growing season. I'm not saying that that's what this is either. I do believe these guys want to push here and try to do something special again. But, we have to remember that he is so young, right? He's super young, and there's going to be learning curves to that. But when you do want every single, I do go into every game believing that if this team plays hard and they execute and they do the things right, they can play on any given night with any team in the league, mm-hmm. right? It's not going to happen. But yes, I mean, when you have guys like Tyler, 40 points, and he shot 3 for 12 from three last night, like, think of a couple more of those fall, you're looking at a 50-point game. Right. So
the one from the logo,
he's been incredible. But what an awesome example, because he's someone who has just put the work in, right? Like, he's obviously talented, but he just put the work in. So that to me is leadership by example. These guys are all kind of in these different roles now this year, and different roles, different rotations, different teammates. And by the way, like, Wiggins and Davion Mitchell. And I would say even in a possible postseason here, like, I think Kyle Anderson might play an elevated role. Like, these are guys in the middle of the season that are, once again, like, just, this is going to take time, and we have to be a little bit patient.
Before we get you out of here, Amy, on Wiggins, your first thoughts of watching him in a Heat jersey. You know, he has that incredible poster on Lopez yesterday. He has his first win in Toronto. What have you been your impressions of him?
Yeah, I didn't know at first, right? I mean, we've only seen Wiggins on the West Coast, and like, haven't really had a microscope on him, other than, yeah, he can impact and play with stars, but I think he is a star. Huge finishes through contact last night. I believe he leads the league in 4-point plays, doing that. But then defensively, this whole other element, especially in pick and roll situations, because he can switch, he can guard multiple positions. He's got length. In Toronto, because we talked about it on our pregame last night, I mean, when you looked at the way the Raptors defended, which, by the way, they have been a top 10 defense as of late. It's not like Toronto is not playing great defense, because they were so intent on staying stickered up on Tyler or Bam. Wiggins had guards on him. He's not a guard, right? So I think his fit is great. I think he's going to continue to elevate and figure, like, a couple games in with these guys, they're going to figure out more things. And Wiggins has played with Steph. He has played with Draymond. So he knows how to kind of fit in with different types of things. So really looking forward to the potential with him here. And also the thing about Wiggins that I think is the craziest is he's in his 11th season and he turned 30 yesterday. You know, like, think about that. And you know what? In the previous 10 seasons he's played 70 plus games in 8 out of 10 of those regular seasons.
Right.
So like the guys he wants to be there at a really high level because he was a first pick, right? Like, probably could have taken a couple more games off back in the day and he didn't. So to me, I think that's somebody that is now in another organization where there's no build here. It's, you want to win. You can develop and grow, but still win and be competitive. And while I understand your misery, right? There's winning and there's misery, Tobin. Like, yeah. There's winning and we're not at misery just yet. I'm not ready to say that yet because a lot of these games have been close. And if you can figure it out on the right time, in particular, those 12 of 18 home games in March, anything can happen. The current of this league is so quick, right? Things can go really well quick or not so well quick. That's for you or the 29 other teams. So hang in there.
You've got me built back up, Amy. I appreciate this. I needed this today. Thanks to Amy Audubon for joining us here. And you guys can catch her tonight, of course, on FanDuel Sports Sun. You got a 7:30 tip from Atlanta, and our coverage gets going at 6:15 here on WQAM, but at 7 o'clock on FanDuel Sports Sun. Amy, appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
There you go. And, of course, you can hear Amy on the radio calls with Jason Jackson for the home games. Solana and Tommy Tighe will get you going tonight and for all the action.
You gave up? You quit? You quit?
What do you mean?
You just did it once?
Your weekend.
Oh, yeah. One and done. Well, they don't want me back. they don't want me back. One and done for Tobes. They're like, get him out of here. too much chicanery when they put me on the pre and post game. But 7:30 is your tip tonight from Atlanta. They got a home and home with the Hawks. Be back at the friendly confines of the Kaseya Center on Wednesday. We'll take a break. Game balls, game bums coming up next.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.